So are you ready for Thanksgiving? I'm not talking about food prep and travel plans. I'm talking about the getting together with relatives who disagree with you part of Thanksgiving. Are you ready for that? Silence. The silence is deafening. I know some of you are sighing, gulping hard, swallowing hard. Hey, I know. Election 2016 was heated hotter than any oven revved for Thanksgiving. So let's just talk about it. Let's not pretend like, well, let's not distract ourselves and kind of be in denial that Thanksgiving is almost here. And instead, let's talk about it. I know that getting together at Thanksgiving can be a joy and a simultaneous test, especially after this year's election. But there are ways to make it better. Yes, there are ways to make it better. So let's cover the 7 tips for a happy Thanksgiving. 1. Realize you don't have to understand someone in order to love someone. Sometimes we try too hard to understand. We just need to love people with the Lord's help. 2. Ask God to help you find the good in that relative or friend who makes you feel bad. This is possible, but only with God's help. Now, if you're flustered and can't find anything good in the moment, then just thank God that He's not like that disagreeable relative or friend. 3. Set time limits on your time together. I know this sounds very simple, but it's just very effective if you set time limits on your time together. And in the time frame of your visit, also include what I would call breathers, in which you just take a break and breathe deeply and thank Jesus for being Jesus. It makes a big difference, even if you just go to the restroom for a couple minutes, and just pray. I know that's funny, but I've done that over the years when I've been at events where I've sung and spoken and perhaps run into some disagreeable person that I don't even know but who has issues, then I've just, taken a break and prayed. So it makes a difference. 4. Remember that Jesus is sitting at the table with you. He loves you and that relative that drives you crazy. He is able to help you love that person, love that friend, love that relative, whoever it is. He will supernaturally help you to love and to keep your eyes on Him. So just remember that Jesus is sitting at the table with you. 5. Forgive, but don't enable. Now that's a message in itself, but you probably know what I mean already by that forgive but don't enable thing. 6. The day is temporary. You will not be at that gathering forever, so gathering your thoughts beforehand will keep perspective. 7. You cannot force someone to see and understand your point of view. God is God, and you and I are not. It's up to Him. It's up to Him to draw people to Himself. So share the truth with love, but never shove the truth down someone's throat along with the turkey. Because we need to remember to notice the, quote, with gentleness, unquote, part of 1 Peter 3:15. Quote, but in your hearts honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. I think that's worth repeating. I'm going to read that again. But in your hearts, honor Christ the Lord as holy, always being prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you for a reason for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and respect. It boils down to this, and I'm going to share a verse from 1 Corinthians 13, verse 7. Love bears all things, regardless of what comes, believes all things, looking for the best in each one, hopes all things, remaining steadfast during difficult times, endures all things without weakening. That was the Amplified version of 1 Corinthians 13:7. So in conclusion, we need to remember that if your loved one or friend knew or grew or grew in Christ, then everything would be different. Think about that. Pray for that loved one to know him. "But you don't know so-and-so," you may reply. Ah, but that's what people would have said about the Apostle Paul, or the demon-possessed man who lived in the tombs, or the prostitute, or, well, there are too many examples to mention. So we are going to just pause and think about all the people in the scriptures that others, their relatives, their friends would have thought was impossible for them to change and turn to Jesus and actually repent and be born again. But the point is that God is God, and nothing is too hard for him. No one is too hard to redeem. And we need to pray for people and love them and not lose hope. So, let's be willing to love and be used by Christ to echo the gospel in word and deed this Thanksgiving. After all, that's whom we all need, Jesus. Jesus. Believe me, he knows how to handle challenging meals. Think Last Supper. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are you, that you understand us, that you understand the emotions that certain people bring out in us. Lord, we just ask that you would rule our emotions, our hearts, and set a guard over our mouths this Thanksgiving. Help us to love you. Help us to love others authentically. Help us to share your truth with love, and to share the hope that is found in you and to share with gentleness and respect. Help us to be willing to share you and willing to listen to you in the moment instead of letting our emotions take over. Help us, Lord, to do your will, and just please cleanse us and fill us afresh. Use us in any way you want. We also pray now, Lord, for those who realize, "I haven't yet received Christ." For people who are saying that, I'm going to pray with them right now, Lord. Lord Jesus, we welcome you in our hearts. Please cleanse us from our sins. We realize we've tried to do life our way instead of your way. We repent. We turn from our sin. We hate sin. We don't want to do that anymore. We want you, Jesus, to rule our lives, to rule as Savior and Lord. Come into our hearts. Cleanse us, Lord. Rule us. We accept your gift of eternal life. And we rely on you for salvation, because we believe that you died on the cross bearing the punishment for our sin, because you loved us. And we believe that you rose again, conquering sin and death, because you loved us. Lord, thank you for loving us, and help us to love others with that love. We just pray for all the prayer requests sent to prayingpals.org, and we pray that you would just draw everyone close to you and close to each other. We bless your name. We love you. We praise you. We look to you. We thank you that your light never dims, that you never leave us, that you never change, and that you always love us. And we love you too. Help us to love you more and more and more. Help us to love you with all our hearts, souls, minds, and strength. And help us to love our neighbor, love our loved ones with your love. In Jesus' name, amen. So, it's time for the prayer tip of the week. The prayer tip of the week this week is to simply pray in advance of Thanksgiving. for that person or for the people that you have disagreements with. Pray for them and pray for the Lord to give you His heart for them. Now, if you have prayer requests, you know you can send them 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. I'm so thankful that thousands have signed up, and it would be wonderful if you wanted to join us on Facebook on the Praying Pals page, or just utilize our website, prayingpals.org. And thanks again to this station. We thank God for you for airing this program. We really appreciate KCHE and Cherokee, Iowa for assisting. We are so thankful for the feedback from listeners. It's amazing. And God is working. So don't give up. Instead, look up. The Lord is with you. He loves you. He's going to be at that Thanksgiving table with you. Remember that. Well, God bless you and have a happy, blessed Thanksgiving, my friends.